Okay, so I saw this deep, goofy, and little sexy questionnaire, and I wanted to do it, and then I saw that Melty did it, so I'll jump on the bandwagon. Sort of newcomer Texan guy put out this questionnaire, and I'm going to, like always, just blindly read through it and make a fool of myself, perhaps. Okay. Number one. Do spelling mistakes annoy you? Well, they used to more than they do now. I mean, as everything becomes more digital and text-based, I've kind of slacked off because I'm pretty bad too. I text really fast sometimes and I make typos, and over the years, I've sort of stopped punctuating my messages. It's really bad. But that being said, I think deep down, yeah, they bother me. I'm just really anal about spelling, especially like the basics, you know, it's, it is there, you know, like first grade stuff. If you don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make you feel? How do I feel right now? Makes me feel like crap. It makes me feel useless. It makes me feel lousy, which is kind of how I feel now, but I'm on vacation, so I don't really care as much. But I don't sleep a lot, or I'll go days and days with very little sleep, and then I'll just like sleep for 18 hours, which is kind of what I did. Yeah, I slept for quite a bit. And yeah, there's a lot of guilt, but hey, whatever. Of these two, what would you prefer in life and why? Interesting things happening more often. Good things happening more often. Well, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. I suppose good things, because interesting doesn't necessarily mean good. So let's go with good. We want good things to happen. We want people to be happy. I want to be happy. I'd rather. I mean, think of it this way. If someone said, "You're an interesting person," that's definitely a way of sidestepping something. So, let's go with good. How often, if ever, do you meditate? Frequently. I mean, I don't like, you know, practice it religiously, and I certainly don't, you know, cross my legs and put my hands and palms up in the air, but I do reflect upon things. I do value my time thinking. I tend to do it a lot when I'm driving. So yeah, it's a big part of my life. I get a lot of ideas when I do that. What sort of intelligence do you value most and why? Logical, emotional, artistic, social. I find that I click best with people with emotional intelligence, being that people who are sensitive to nuances and pick up on, you know, basic social cues from others. So, for example, if someone can pick up on if I'm upset about something and just sort of gauge how they treat me based on that, I think that's where I excel too, with intelligence. I think that's my strength as well. Certainly don't have any logic, I'll tell you that much. I guess I'm pretty artistic, social, communicative. I can be social when I have to be. I don't want to be, but I'm pretty good at faking it. So I would say the least important thing to me would be logical. Like I said, I don't have it. So, do you daydream? How often? All the time. Every day. In between meditating, I'm daydreaming. I'm always imagining things and inventing stories. And yeah. I won't go into the daydreams, so thank you very much. Which of these two is most romantic, arousing to you, and why? Kissing and making love. I'm sorry, Texas guy, but making love is a really funny phrase to me. Making love. Well, you know, I'm gonna have to go with doing it in the woods, because Paris is Paris. It's just a city. I mean, there's great museums, there's great, you know, food, but it's nothing special. Though I will tell you, if you ever go to Paris, you will notice it's not a cliche. People are making out everywhere, all the time, on benches, in the parks. It's just a thing. I don't know if it's a French thing or if it's a Paris thing, but I can tell you that's true. It's really real. A tent in the woods. I mean, I don't really like the woods or the tent, but it's at least more private, I guess. I don't know. I guess it depends on the woods. What cuddle position do you prefer? Big spoon, little spoon, both, neither, etc. Well, for obvious reasons, I'm usually the little spoon, but sometimes I like to be the big one, because I like to, I can reach over and, like, give you a big squeeze and play with your hair or something. You know, just kind of like nuzzle your back kind of thing. When I'm the little spoon, I usually like to like snuggle with your hand. So like, it's this weird thing. I take your hand and like snuggle with it against my chin. Like, it's weird. In previous question years, I've said I had a thing for hands, so that shouldn't come as a surprise if anyone's ever listened to any of my interviews, surveys, what have you. Okay. What is your opinion of the phrase making love? I hate it. It is hokey, Texas guy. It's so hokey. Gonna go get that there pen. No, it's really hokey. It reminds me of, like, All My Children or soap operas from, like, the 80s. It's a little dated, and it makes me uncomfortable, honestly, to say it that way. I don't know why. I'd rather just call it fucking. Ideal sex, rough or gentle? Well, both. Of course. Though, it's easier to achieve the big O if it's like a slow and steady, and that's just my experience, but I don't know about other ladies. Men tend to think that if they are more, if they, like, thrust faster, that it's gonna make you get there quicker, and that's just not how it works. So, take heed, gentlemen.
you were in the middle of the best and just sex in your life and your partner asked you to make dumb Let me try this again. If you were in the middle of the best sex in your life and your partner asked you to make dumb milk. Oh, Jesus. Make would you do it? Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I can't. Pause this. Oh my God. Okay, let's continue. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. I'd try. I'd really try. I'd probably start laughing. I might get kicked out of bed. I'm not gonna make a whale noise. No, it's not happening. Excuse me. What are the strangest, funniest phrases or terms for things you've heard or said so far? What are the strangest, funniest phrases or terms or things you've heard? Well, talking to I guess talking to bats. All those weird Australian isms, like that he says, like no wackas. Those are funny. Nothing else is coming to mind though. If you had to choose your greatest motivation, behavior, motivator in life at this time, what would it be? Love, wealth, expression, knowledge, freedom. Probably love and wealth right now. That's what. Yeah. Those are my. Okay. I think I'm done. I spent too much goddamn time laughing. Thanks.